Okay.
Okay. Okay, so we started speaking about the aspects of Grama and Yishom Yishom Chitzo. Now, moving on to some of the more practical aspects of applying Grama to Yonei Shabbos. So, one of the classical applications is the Shaon Shabbos, Shabbos clock timers. And so, is one allowed to set one on Shabbos? Again, at the end of the day, we should probably avoid doing it. But the question is: is it in the Raisa? Is it in the Rabbanon? What's the nature of the Isser to set a Shabbos clock? And that the question could be asked: whether or not to speed up having the gadget go on earlier, go off earlier, or keep it on longer, or keep it off longer. All of those various options. Are there any differences between? Is the difference between what type of gadget we're talking about? So there's a. So we spoke last week. I mentioned this a little bit. In applying Yishom Yishom Chitzo, one of the key marmakomos in understanding Shabbos clocks in this way is Yishom Yishom Chitzo. And those 2 days that we spoke about last week in Tosfos, I think it's really very, very important. Because there you have a situation where if I'm applying Yishom Yishom Chitzo, seemingly what happens is over time the Eish will destroy whatever is in its way. And we spoke out last week the 2 days of Tosfos, whether or not we even apply that in what appeared to be, something like Avno Sakino Masol Shenicho Brosh Gaga. So do I say from the fact I left my stone on top of the roof and a retina ruach mitzuyo will come knock it off? First day of Tosfos, I should be chayev misham Yishom Yishom Chitzo. You applying Yishom Yishom Chitzo, I should be chayev with that. And the second day of Tosfos, hard to pin down exactly what point he was arguing with the first one, but it's for whatever reason you wouldn't apply Yishom Yishom Chitzo to such a situation. So one of the reasons we said this idea a little bit last time, I didn't quote the source, because the Tosfos Rid, Baba Kama, and Nun Vav, that even though the Karev Dover Eitzel Eish is considered Yishom Yishom Chitzo also, not only if I move the Eish closer to the object, but even if I move the object closer to the Eish, that's also Yishom Yishom Chitzo, still, it's very different than Sof Chamo Lava. Why? There's no immediacy when the sun will come out and kill. So along the way, aval ha'or to koli miyad, fire which destroys immediately. Even the sofa lavo in the chamais l'gedola mizu.
It's not the clearest hagdara though. Like, so what is?
What is what?
It's like what is
miyad? How far? What? Yeah. It's even what he seems to be describing, even, is not even how long it will take to get there. But the sun, even when it gets to you, when it gets to somebody, it, you know, it sort of happens over time. It's mashinking, the fire starts burning. But yeah, the heat has to impact on the person for a while. So, assuming that's the case, that there has to be some immediacy, and that could be the 2 days of Tosfos. That it would be a very good understanding to say that the 2 days of Tosfos would be nafkamina, where could I apply Yishom Yishom Chitzo, where I set a timer right now, and therefore in 2 hours, that gadget's going to go on, whatever it is, it's going to go on in 2 hours. The light bulb's going to go on in 2 hours. So, if the pshat is, it has to be, it's only chayiv, only Yishom Yishom Chitzo, because kalu ma'is, it's ki'ilu your ma'isa right now, then I understand what we spoke about last week, regular electricity, we are basically making a bridge and bringing electricity to the light bulb, so I'm chayiv, it goes on right now. Masha'in kain, if I'm setting a timer, which I basically set a trigger, which will happen in 2 hours, whatever the time is going to be, that probably a very accurate, a good accurate dimyon would be something like Isha Mishav Chitzo, assuming it would apply also to Avno Sakino Masav. So there are those, including the Maharam Shik, Tshuva, Kuflin Zayin, are told that this very discussion, Shon Shabbos, on those 2 days of Tosis. Now, are there any differences? We started questioning whether or not the dinim would be the same for whether or not you're being makdim, you're being ma'acher, turn on, turn off. So Shlomo Zalman, he discusses these issues in a few different places. First of all, Ma'orei Eish, that Ma'orei Eish Perek Dalet, and as well as in Mincha Shlomo Simen Yud, that could one Hamodas Haburg B'Shon Shabbos Gidil Karev Ha'avara O'Kiboy. So if I'm trying to make it earlier, may have it go on earlier, have it go on off earlier, that could possibly be even Issa D'Oraisa. Why? Demiyad Maskil Hiskarib El Hagalgal Kedel Chabos Olahavir. Immediately you're starting the wheel. You're starting wheels in motion, literally, where the clock is turning and moving towards turning it on or turning it off. That it also pashit, whether or not that clock is moving directly to turn on the item. It's more, there's so many steps removed. I think that's what his lie is about. Yes, you set the wheels in motion to do such a thing, but it is a little bit more of a contraption. It is more, there's so many steps removed that it's not at all pashit. So generally, unless there's a chola, unless there's a tremendous, tremendous tzorach, Shlomo Zalman was very, very against using a Shabbos clock to have a light go on or something like that earlier. Or to go on at all if it wasn't going to go on. Look at that. Question though is going to become, how about something is already on and now you're just extending it? La'acher ha'kiboy, right? Light's already on. And it's a very typical situation. You know, the meal's going on longer than it's supposed to. Sometimes the meal's going on longer than it's supposed to, so you have the lights going off. If it's going, you know, you want it to end it already. But sometimes you want it to continue. So, and here you want it to continue. So what do you do? Are you allowed to have the clock, set, rearrange the clock in order that will go off later? So Nira Shlomo Zalman writes the Shari, the Rak Monea Esakiboy the Lav Malacha Klach. All you're doing, he argues, is a Malacha of Kiboy, correct? Right? There's a Malacha of Havara. But Lachora, there's no Halacha of delaying the Kiboy. The Kiboy is going to happen anyway. So he thinks that all you're doing in such a case is delaying it from just keeping it on longer. Right? The Afim Nema, then he gets into Dine Mux, so I don't think we have to go to that right now. Afim Nema, Abiklish Malach, the list, and we come back on Mutto, Tzarachu, Full Tzarachakomo, then he didn't, it's not Mux at all, because it's made for this purpose. But, Lechora, one could think about analyzing his perspective from a different angle. How do you view, let's think about this, based on some sources that we said. Again, right now, right now this appliance or this light, whatever it is meant to go off at 10 o'clock. Now, but you're extending the time, it's going to go off at 11 o'clock. So, on one hand, what you're doing is you're delaying the kibbutz. But is there another perspective of how to look at this? Which would make it aser. But l'chora delaying kibbutz, l'chora shouldn't be about. L'chora is right about that, I think. However, could one view it in a different way? That could one say that the pshat is that right now, this appliance or this light is connected to X amount of electricity. It's connected to this amount of, let's say, oil would be the equivalent. That may or may not be correct.
Yeah, I think it might be different because when you shut it off, it just stops flowing into your.
What? So if I take out some of the oil, let's say that we spoke about the Gemara in Beya, Hamosif Shemen Shebener. I have 2 hours worth of Shemen. But yeah, the third hour worth of Shemen. So the Gemara says I'm Chayiv. Question is why are you Chayiv at that point? That we spoke about that, the Machlokas Tosis and the Rosh in Beya Chaf Beis. Is it because Tosis says because immediately the fire gets stronger? That wouldn't be Shayach here. Or because simply the delays, simply the continued, the fact that I continue the fire longer than it was meant to go. Given the way I didn't do anything right now. So now, according to Tosafot Chori, right, definitely not Shayach. According to the Rush, though, what do you think? Well, that your point wasn't based on Tosafot, that was your.
It has to be, yeah.
What? You could have said something else. I think you were trying to machal it even further. That do I say that's very different than I'm adding oil? Because when I'm adding oil, I'm truly adding to this I would say there's one chativa, there's one unit called whether the candle or there's one unit called is the source of the flame right now. Right? There's one unit. I don't just say the flame is the flame. The whole thing is the candle with the oil. So I added to this. I added to this one unit of oil / flame. Masha Inkain, when I'm talking about electricity, we spoke about this a little bit last week. We'll speak about it more. Do I say, firstly, when I added more electricity, let's say the plant generated more electricity while my light was on. And Samuel, let's make believe it was all the electricity was going to me. Let's make believe in that. So would I say the electricity exactly is energizing my light the same exact way? Is it exactly like fuel? Not so pashut. Is it exactly like the fuel of my oil? Number one, I think we spoke about this in the past in terms of halakas ner Chanukah, halakas ner Shabbos. Is it all connected right now? Is it seen as one chativa, one unit in the same way? That's not pashut. Furthermore, the way that it's burning may not be the same way. One case, the oil is actually burning. The other case, the electricity is just providing a source to. Create friction and therefore create the light. It's not exactly burning the same way. That may not matter. That would be one difference in terms of this question. Or do I say I don't even know how the clock is working? Let's say the Shabbos clock. Could I say by extending the fire, really, all along I'm not adding more fuel at all. I'm just. It's right now it's remaining connected to the electricity the whole time. Just what? Just at a certain point, I'm going to cut it off from that connection. So am I cutting it off at this point, or am I cutting it off at a later point? Am I adding to the flame at all? Am I adding to what I was defining as one unit? Are you doing that here at all? Do you hear the difference a little bit? So, So anywhere Shlomo Zalman views is basically all you're doing is delaying the kibbutz, which he thinks is really heter gamur. However, there are going to be two very important caveats to all of this. First of all, it should be machalik between, he's speaking about largely the timers and the Shabbos clocks of the old age, his time, which were basically manual. Not the digital ones where basically you're typing either words or letters or it's working through some electronic mechanism immediately. What's that? But he's talking about the pegs. Right? I don't think most people's timers anymore use those anymore. Right, I think that, again, I haven't taken a survey, but I think most of them now are computerized.
That's what you meant before by Muksa Shadows, the peg is being Muksa?
Yeah, the whole thing. Right, now there's probably some computerized system, and most things you're timing, and you're setting, you're typing in numbers, you're typing in codes, and things like that. That's going to be much more problematic, because he's not even talking about that. Furthermore, this is already in his time. There were different types of timers being used, and he wanted to be machalik based on the following distinction. Nira the heter gomer dafka hecha de enot tzarech levatel had hayet tzarech lehavir olahidalek mikomako, meaning it was going to go on or off at time X. Now you're turning the knob earlier or later, or whatever the story is. And if you want to say turn it later, I'm talking about now. You're delaying it from going off. So you're turning it off. But now, let's say some of the later ones from his time, and I'm sure some of them are still made this way now, what you have to do is take out the peg and then put it back. So then, it's going to be much more of a problem. Why? Because as it is, it was going to go off at 10 o'clock. Right? Now, you take it off, you take it out, it's never going to go off. The minute you take it out, it's never going to go off anymore. So if that would, in theory, that would be fine. All you did is prolong the, you delayed it. But now the problem is going to be, when you're putting it back in, you're delaying it, I'm sorry, you're not delaying it, you're causing it to go off earlier than never. Right? When it was, again, originally it was going to go off at 10 o'clock. When you took it out, it's never going to go off. It's going to remain on indefinitely. Now you're putting it back on, putting the peg back in at 11 o'clock. You're causing it to go off at 11 o'clock instead of staying on forever. So then you're doing a form of kibbutz.
Second thing.
So if that's theoretically, I don't know the physics. I don't know if that works. If that would work in an economy, if that would work, it's a technical question which needs a technical answer. I can't provide it. I don't know the answer. If that works, if that could be done in an economy, that would solve the problem. And he's Mefalpel himself, also very, very interesting. Could one say, since I only took it out in order to put it right back in, could my das be mamshich, the original? I don't say it as lakilu. I wouldn't view it as I'm being at any point I ever had it set to stay forever. Since I only took it out in order to reset it to lengthen how long it's going to stay on, could one argue the case that I never really? There never was a time that it was meant to stay on forever. Or do I say physics? It stands physically. He thinks maybe there's a raya. The tan is in tavkof yodalid. The mutter likach tzila kadei litna b'ner acher. Right? I could take out one wick in order to put in another one. So even though immediately I'm doing kibbutz, but since I'm doing it in order to relight, in order to light it better, could that be a... This is in the Shmir Shabbos L'chasa Yud Gimel Chaf Hei. Or K'poseach Delet B'behema HaNitzod Yochol Lashuv L'Noa Lo Atal Yidei Zayin Nitzod Od. If you open a door in front of an animal that's trapped, and you you know, at that point, it could get out. I think the answer is the answer would probably never really became it never became untrapped. Mashenkin here, if you leave things as it is, it became it's set to last forever. So not so pashut whether you could rely on that. We spoke about this last week also. Shlomo Zalman wanted to argue besides the 2 days of Tosfos, it needs a little bit of a yisho, but he thought you don't apply Isha Mishim Chitzah at all to Shabbos. That seems very problematic. He himself quotes the sources and his Zechios are very Zechios photos, it seems a little bit weak. We quoted a very, very famous Nemukah Yosef, right, that if Isha Mishim Chitzah happens when light Shabbos candles, Yosef is clearly assuming that it applies to Shabbos. There's the Yerushalmi in terms of Kimoy de Ramine we spoke about. So he wanted, as Rosh Hashanah wants to be Doche, that means only within, it's not applying Yishma Shechitzah, it's applying the equivalent of Shehitches Begufo Shaleved. So everybody agrees, when I actually like the item itself, it should be like Chitzah, even without the din of Yishma Shechitzah. Right? So if I'm lighting Shabbos candles, I'm not lighting something else and it's getting to the candle. I'm lighting the candle itself. So no matter, according to everybody, it's a good question why it should be, but L'chorah, he's basing his lashon there, we don't have a lashon in front of me, but it's his lashon and his whole tone seems to be he's talking about Isha Mishim Chitzah. So it's a little bit schwer to say it doesn't apply. But anyway, why Rosh Hashanah wants to say this, and this does need to have a yishuv, needs to be thought about a little bit, is that once I apply Isha Mishim Chitzah, why then is Gram Kiboy Mutter? Right? That needs a little bit more of a thought. Yeah, the question. If so that's one of its equation that we don't apply it at all. To think of a proper answer to that question. It's possibly that really the only reason that it's mutter in that case is because already it's Vlach HaShem Yisrich L'Gufa. Yeah, that could add to the heter a little bit. In terms of already talking about Kiboy, I'm only doing it in order, I'm not trying to make a pecha, I'm not trying to make a kol, maybe that's part of the heter. But it's a very good question. Why? What's that? Well, the Tzoriach is what's making it mutter. They're talking about Mnei Leka. Gram Kiboy is not mutter per se. It's only generally we only Marim Kamas we see are it's mutter Mnei Leka and things like that. It's a strong point. It is a strong question. Why not apply Isha Mishim Chitzah? Maybe put differently, maybe you call it Malchus Nitzvi Lugufa, maybe the gedder of Kiboy needs to be more on target, needs to be more direct than other Malachas. That may be more accurate. Maybe. In order to be Chayyar for Kiboy, I may have to be doing more of a Maisa than other Malachas. It has to be much more difficult, more directed at it. And could be for the same reason, because generally it is a Malach HaShem Yitzvich L'Gufa. I have to be relating towards it itself, towards the kol in order to create a pecha, I'm not just creating to the pecha. It could be and it's a good question, it needs thought, but the answer that saying that the Isha Mishim Chitzah doesn't apply seems to be very shvar. And the Achron and also Mefalpel, even though we were Docha, the Magen Avram, Rechaim Shalmayim, if that's only Drabbanan, that should be no better than Isha Mishim Chitzah. Furthermore, Hamachnes Borg, Eino Mamish, we spoke about Kishofech Mayim and Makom Madron, Ela Moser Bekoach Acher Shel Tachanat HaKoach Shirak Hei Molichnes Aborg Adju Madli Ve'ein Zeh Mamish Kedover Tivi. Not at all. So Pashit, again, he thinks that it's a little bit different than simply applying water or even applying fire, possibly. Rather, you're giving over your koach to the tachanat koach. Not so simple, because again, with being that it's on already, and you don't doesn't need a new maisa, one could say that you, it's not so pasha to say that you're not the one who's doing that. I should add that as much as all of this, Rav Moshe writes in the tshuva, I think he seems to be arguing with Shlomo Zalman that lahaziz sha'on kedei lahakdim o la'acher zman halaka chashiv kimadlik biyadayim. That automatically delaying it, automatically by setting it, it's considered as if you're doing it biyadayim. But the kibbutz have melacha she'ein tzrich legufa. Basically, other than that, it sounds like he's basically thinks that you're going to be chayei. Even to be ma'acher, it's a bit of a chiddush. To be ma'acher is a kibbutz. Unless what he thinks is lahaziz shon kedei lahakdim or la'acher, maybe it's meduyok, is kemadlik biyadayim.
Even though it's not told.
What la'acher is man hadlaka. Even say it again. Even though it's only till later, right? It's going to go on anyway, and now you're just manipulating when it's going to go on. That's what Pasha to say. Why should that be? It's going to go on anyway. You're causing it to go on differently. Maybe that's the part. Maybe he sees it. Maybe he sees it as something different. So right, it's supposed to go on at 8 o'clock. So instead, it's not the pshat. Don't view it as if I delayed it going on. No, look at it. Instead of going on 8 o'clock, I set it to go on at 10 o'clock. Maybe something like that. It's not sure why he thinks that. He has. It's like one of these like five line tshuvas. You know, a person asks only 10 different things and he throws in 5 lines. It's hard to figure out what exactly he's talking about. And the truth is, it doesn't fit so well with his other famous shita. That Rav Moshe Grada argues, this is Chelek Dalet, or Chaim Chelek Dalet Simen Tes, he asks there is even, I think he's a little bit unique in this regard, the Rosh Hashanah I believe holds something similar, that you can't, according to Rav Moshe, you shouldn't use Shaon Shabbos even to be set it on Erev Shabbos. Even if you set it on Erev Shabbos to do things on Shabbos, generally he was against using those type of things. Why? The Mishnayos tell us that Yudzayin, that Shvisas Kalim is only Shvisas Beishamay, Shvisas Beis Hillel, the Shvisas Kalim is Mutter. And one could one could have the water watering one's lawn from before Shabbat to continue going, and etc. and other examples. So why is this different? So Moshe writes, "Hashtam shos b'shaon Shabbos, so yochol asos kol hamalachos b'Shabbos." You could have it. You could run it in theory. You'd be able to run a factory. You set everything before you push a button on Friday afternoon at 3 o'clock and have everything go, and have your machines do whatever for you over the next day. Ve'ein lecha zilzul Shabbos yostim izeh. What a disgrace. Ve'ein odomel lemishna deitivu b'sheschilu me'er Shabbos. I the Mishnah say that it's mutter. The bezu kol hamelacha nasis b'Shabbos asma ayidei hakli. There, basically, it's just continuing the same process. Mashen can hear the melacha is doing. I'm sorry, the kli is doing absolutely everything on Shabbos. You set it in motion that the kli is going to do everything on Shabbos. Over al hachiyav either the bittul misses covered Shabbos. That's one hesper that he says. Umutir dafku gamashik far nagu kigon lechabos hanevos. And therefore, Moshe limited. He knows that there was people were using it for putting out lights. Okay, so by Bakar Chok, I think he let that go. Bar Karcha, you let that go already. I guess you didn't perceive that as a zilzal kavod Shabbos. Once it's already perceived in such a way. But other applications of using Shabbos clocks and before Shabbos, he was very against. Is it possible that things have changed over time and now more other usages, maybe originally against his will, but now the so-called self is used for many other different applications? Very possible. Because my name, things may have changed since when he wrote this, probably 30 or 40 years ago. So the Metzias may have changed. But one thing I know, and I'm told, but I believe that Rosh Hashanah Shlita holds something similarly based on a Rambam in his parish on his parish in Masechta Shabbos. The Rambam in his Chidushim in Masechta Shabbos says something along these lines. It asks, the Matzah Shkita Kalim only when the Malacha was partially done before Shabbos. Right? You've heard this during the year. Yeah. But again, I think the Olam seems to be knowing against that. Generally, I think the world seems to be making using Shabbos clocks and before Shabbos. But I do note that it's that Rav Moshe is a bit of a chiddush because he seems to be holding two things which seem to go a little bit against each other. On one hand, to say that you can't set it on Erev Shabbos because the entire malacha is being done by the Kli on Shabbos. But Me'idach, he's also holding that if I set it on Shabbos, it's like you're doing the Malacha D'Oraisa right now, it's as if you're doing the Havar. So if the chat is that I set the Shabbos clock in motion, then I did start the process from before Shabbos through the clock. You got what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right?
It
seems to be a little bit of a... Unless the chat is, I did the mice later. I'm not sure how I could.
Does that matter, like when the light's going, if you're shutting it off before or after Shabbos, when it's going to go change the time? That doesn't make a difference of her.
Good question.
Or not, the mice is done.
No, it's not so flash at all because, in terms of Bishol, like if I do a mice right now, a classical example of that Bishol, we know that if Bishol happens after Shabbos or if someone takes it off, that's the Sugya Daf Gimel. Mezorea, the famous Rosh Hashanah, and Nadinez, and then they tell you. Right, but clearly, the most important is official. I take it out, and I'm punter. So that's finally one last point, which is certainly worth mentioning, that all of this, what we spoke about, is in terms of the whether considered a grumma or not, using these timers that we should just mention again. We spoke about it at the time, but we should mention it again now. Chazon Ish's famous opinion that setting any timer on Shabbos, forgetting about the grumma, maybe he'll tell me it's a grumma, he argues there. But per se, setting the timer is gufa makke bepatish. Mishitaso, and
even if it's already set, you're just changing it.
I think you're getting a kli to work in a different pattern, a different way. Getting a kli to work in a different way, I think for him would be considered. Again, he writes probably five words, it's like three lines. Hard to know exactly whether that it only applies when the kli wasn't working at all. But chora kli is as a part of Rosh Shlomo Zalman's tainas on him. What do you mean? This is made to do that. This is a kli that's. It's already set. You're making it into a kli. Really, it's hard to. So once you're saying that it's making a kli anyway, even though it's meant to, then does it make a difference if it's already set and you're changing it from 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock, or is it only when it's totally off and I'm turning it on? I don't know. It is definitely a chilek to be drawn. We spoke about that at the time. And like it gets into like changing radio stations. We spoke about and getting just. Set up their cell phone signals, gathering some of that, some of those discussions. Those aren't really the grumma discussions, those are the makabapathis discussions in terms of using electricity. Or the chazan is probably not even when I'm using electricity, just simply setting any type of mechanism in place like that, which could alter something else, would be considered makabapathis. Okay, and that one further point within this is that, of course, being that kiboy is where we know that kiboy is more mutter, is mutter like ram kiboy, then whatever the hedger is going to be for it, there could be more of some more kulas here, definitely in terms of kiboy with tzorach, more than, let's say, hadlaka. We don't know where the hadlaka is mutter. In terms of bimiyashi, the two gemaras, the gemara in Shabbos, daf kuf chaf, and Baba Kama, daf samach. So one of the yeshuvim would be the shiny kiboy. So in terms of kiboy, then it would be more room to be makel, turning out, let's say, if there's a chola, something like that, turning out the light for a chola. What's that? Malcolm Seder, that's right, the classic.
Rabbi Yoel,
that's what he limited to, right? Okay. So maybe we'll just start quickly. The next discussion, which we'll get into, is thermostats. Thermostats will be the old discussion in terms of opening refrigerators and now all the ovens have them too. I think that was less of an issue at the time. Air conditioner, he's walking into rooms, so we'll have to pick up, I guess maybe we'll start that right now, but maybe we'll pick up with it more, one more minute or two. Rav Shlomo Zalman, this is in Mincha Shlomo, Simen Yod, his opinion is that one is allowed to tie to the yachol, lahuidas, a temperature, shel mekarer, b'shar, shemenoa, oved, when the motor is on, he thinks you're allowed to manipulate things. After al yideze yakdin hafsakas avodas hamanoa, even though by doing so you're going to cause it to go off earlier. I think he means raising the temperature. I think this what he means by that is you're lowering the force of the fridge.
You want something going to change it.
Right, that's what he thinks. But God chen gamkin la halos is a temperature after yedekin hamanoa yitztarik la avod tvei. Similarly, if you raise the power of the fridge, he thinks that would be mutter, even though it's going to cause it to go off earlier. Going off earlier is going to cause it to go work harder later on. So I guess Mirza Shem will have to pick up with this the next time that we meet. Okay.